to High School Sports Uncensored. And this week we have St. Francis Academy's football coach, Biff Pogey. How are you, Coach Pogey?
Doing good, Rob. How you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Sporting your Michigan Wolverine polo there. We were talking about this before we started this. I know we're talking high school sports, but man.
Yeah, not the start they wanted, I'm sure.
I was hoping you all beat Notre Dame. You know, I don't like Notre Dame.
Me too. Me too. I was hoping too, believe me.
You know, it's funny, though. It's just in talking high school football, and your school was all the buzz in the offseason for so many guys who were being recruited by national programs and colleges, and the word recruiting is thrown out there. Your guys and your recruiting. I'm a high school basketball coach, girls high school basketball coach, a private high school. So my first question to you before we get on to that is, when did the word recruiting become a four-letter word?
Oh, that's a great question.
You know, I recruit.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for being honest. So we do too, obviously. And you know, by definition, a private school, every kid's recruited, right?
Yeah.
Every kid in the school, whether you're an athlete or not.
Right.
Because by definition, you don't have the right to go to that school.
Right.
They choose you. So, look, I've been a head coach at a private school for a long time, and we recruited at that place pretty hard, and we recruit here hard, and we're going to keep recruiting hard.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. Now, you know, in recruiting, you got to make sure these kids are right fits not only for your program, but first of all for the school.
Right.
And you guys have done a heck of a job over there with that. But I'm looking at some of the programs here nationally. Right now, going into this weekend, of course, it'll change when the AP poll comes out this week. But according to this weekend, Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Ohio State were the top five teams in the country. Four out of the five, Georgia being the only one, had kids from this area on their roster. Many of them had multiple kids from this area. We know what Nick Saban has done in the Baltimore Metro and the DMV in general, what he's done. He's come in and made it his own personal playground. How do we get here? I mean, I remember once upon a time, it was like that coach for basketball, but we're becoming that area that people come to for top football players now.
Well, you know, I think we've had really good high school football around here for a long time. I think it's gotten a lot better over the last 15 years, I think partially because of the programs have gotten better, better coaches, guys who coached in college are now coaching in high school, aggregating of a lot of talent. This is a very fertile ground for colleges to recruit in. Our captains this year at St. Francis, both of our captains are committed to Alabama. And our captain last year is at Alabama. And, you know, we have probably 25 kids on our roster that are Power 5 scholarship recipients already. And it's a very strong area. We have the number one safety in the country in his class, in Jordan Tolles. We have the number one defensive end in his class, Chris Braswell. We have the number two defensive end, Damond Clowney, who, by the way, might wind up in a Georgia uniform so people are coming.
Tell them no. I'm a South Carolina Gamecock guy, man. Come on, coach.
Rob, people are coming and are coming hard. They're coming hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of South Carolina, Will Muschamp, and
yep.
he's been recruiting as hard. And my old friend Lance Thompson, who works for Will, is here and recruits really hard, our kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's the key. And there's so many. You talked about for the last 15 years, we're here with Coach Biff Pogey, head back, football coach for St. Francis Academy here on High School Sports Uncensored. The last 15 years, which is a really interesting timeline. How much do you credit the boom and the popularity of the Baltimore Ravens with the consciousness and the boom and the popularity of football in this area?
I don't know. I think it's probably helps. I think it probably helps. There's no doubt about that. But what I think really is driving this is you have a large metropolitan area like the city of Baltimore. And as you mentioned, there are great basketball players in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Very few guys are going to go on in that sport. And, you know, for, let me just say it this way to you. If you're a 6'5", really good high school basketball player, AAU basketball player, mm-hmm. but you play with your back to the basket,
not gonna make it.
You're not going to make it. You might be the best left tackle in the country with your athleticism. So we get a lot of guys out of AAU basketball, and that's where Yabi Anoma came from. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's just innate in this area, but I would also say this. Families see it as an opportunity to level the playing field to get their children into college. And they want to compete with some of these elite private schools that have all the advantages in the world. And listen, Rob, you just said you're a South Carolina Gamecock fan. When the alumni want to win, they make that known to Muschamp. Mm-hmm. He tells his assistants, go out and get guys. And they go out and get guys. And that's how that circle works. And we've got a lot of guys in the city of Baltimore.
I'm glad you talked about that opportunities to go to college, because I tell my girls all the time, I'm in this for scholarships, not championships.
That's right.
You get enough kids out there that eligible for scholarships or getting recruited, you're going to win. They're going to win.
That's right.
One of the things that I try to get people to notice all the time, we got into a debate. A kid missed a festival at school to go to an AAU tournament. And I asked the teacher, I said, and the kid is a 3.9 GPA student, so it's not a matter of grades. I asked the teacher, I said, I'm just curious, how many colleges are going to be at this festival? He looked at me like, there are no colleges. What are you talking about? No colleges at the festival. I said, so what is the opportunity for this kid at this festival to go to school for free? And she looked at me like she didn't understand where I was going. I said, there are going to be over 120 college scouts at this tournament that she's going to. The opportunity. I don't think people understand. At the end of the day, you're not going to have a lot of NFL players. But how many of these kids get their college degree?
Well, the last 2 years we've been at St. Francis, every one of our senior football players have gone to college and gotten it paid for. And what people...
Give me a number. Every one of you.
So the first year, I think it was 14, and or last year it was 14, and then this past season it was 19.
It's 33. My math is horrible, but that's 33 at the top of my head. Kids that are going to college for free.
That's right, and these are kids that it matters to their families, to their moms, to their grandmoms, to the people that live next door and down the street, that these kids are getting out and getting an education. Look, we just had a guy come back from the University of West Virginia. He's got a full scholarship there. He's never been out of the city of Baltimore, and he came back for the weekend to watch us play at Maryland. He had a spring in his step, and I'm telling you, it's the most magnificent thing in the world. But here's the thing. If you have the luxury to not worry about that as a human being, in other words, you know you're going to college and somebody's stroking a check for you and you got four generations of somebody that went to college and can get you in, you don't think in those terms. But if you're a first-generation person or a second-generation person and your family can't afford $50,000 or $60,000 a year.
Well, mom and dad are in their 40s, they're still paying off student loans.
That's exactly right. Then this matters, and it matters deeply. And in to your point, it's really important that you go to that tournament and maybe you miss the festival.
Here with Biff Poggi, head football coach, St. Francis Academy. This is High School Sports Uncensored. Coach, I want you to react to this. Biff Poggi, you are everything that's wrong with high school football.
I would say that everybody's welcome to their opinion, obviously. But here's my constituency. My constituency isn't in the internet or something else, or some guy that's in his grandmother's basement in his fuzzy pajamas in the morning criticizing. Come talk to the kids that have played for me. Come talk to their parents and the kids that have played for me. And then you'll find out who and what I stand for and what I believe in. And I go to bed every night and sleep very well that we are serving kids in our community.
Now, you go and you get these kids. Where are these, not only you, but other private schools recruit as well? What are some of the programs here locally that are producing all these stud athletes now? Because it seems, because they don't start in high school. They're starting someplace else. Right. Like I said, you're not the only one who's recruiting.
Right.
So there's somebody beyond you on the grassroots that's producing these polished eighth and ninth graders.
There's a lot of really good youth programs out there. So think of the basketball and the AAU programs and kind of middle school. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening in football. And what's happening in middle school now is that kids aren't playing in their neighborhood kind of Pop Warner teams
right.
like they used to.
Right.
You know, if you grew up in Woodlawn, you played for Woodlawn. That's not happening now. The really good unlimited leagues are recruiting kids. So you may have a kid who lives in Woodlawn and he's playing in Prince George's County. His parents are making that commute every day. You may have a great player who's in Baltimore City and he may be playing in Harford County. And so there's probably five or six really good leagues that are recruiting kids, and that's where most of the players are.
Growing up, there was a label on athletes, especially football players, but athletes in general, that we were dumb jocks. I used to take offense to it because I thought I was everything but a dumb jock. Where did that change? I mean, because now you have athletes, student athletes who are among some of the highest GPAs at a high school. What changed?
Well, I think, you know, it's like anything. If you speak truth into something, you get truth out. So I like to tell our kids, it's like you have a hard drive hanging around your neck. And if I come up to you every day and say, Rob, you're a dumb jock. Rob, you're a dumb jock. Rob, you're lazy. Rob, you're not a good student. Rob, then what I'm going to get out of you is that. If I come up to you every day and say, Rob, you're a very bright kid. That brain in your head is as good as anybody's. What's your GPA? Rob, you're a 3.5 GPA guy. That's what I want to see from you. You're a 1250 SAT guy. That's what I want to see from you. You're a creative person. You can be anything you want. Dream those dreams, Rob. When you go to bed at night, before you close your eyes and you're done saying your prayers, it's just you and God. What are you in 20 years, Rob? What are you? And you say to me, I'm a surgeon. Then you can be a surgeon. And if you put that in the hard drive, that's what you get out. So our team GPA last year was a 3.3. And we have guys that come into us and are well below that. But with, you know, that kind of positive input, and you have to have the structure or the tutoring, the SAT classes, the academic environment around that, you get that. There's nothing wrong with these kids. These kids are brilliant kids. Because not only do they do the schoolwork that everybody else does, but they've got a full-time job, which is being an athlete. These are exceptional people. And I can tell you this, in my businesses, if a guy comes into my offices and he sits right there and you sit right where you're sitting, and that guy says, well, I'm from Harvard. I went to the best prep school. I'm from Harvard, and I've got a 4.0 GPA. And you come into me and you tell me, look, I'm from the University of Maryland. I played football. I first in my family to go to school. And I got in here with my, you know, credibility and what I've done. I'm hiring you. I'm hiring you all the time. I don't know what that guy can do. I don't know what adversity he can go through. I know you're up every morning at 5 a.m. for workouts all year long. I know if you miss them, you're off the team. I know you have to be in class every day because they class check. I know you're working your tail off in practices. I know how you can perform under pressure because there's 60,000 people watching you every Sunday. And I know this, that you live under a microscope. If you do something wrong that kid does wrong, nobody hears about what that kid does wrong. If you do something wrong, it's on the front of the paper. I want that kid.
Here with Biff Posey, head football coach, St. Francis Academy, here with High School Sports Uncensored. Coach, how long have you been at this?
Oh, boy. Well, a long time. I've been at it 30-some years.
Okay. You're probably going to get a little upset with me, and it won't be the first time that somebody got upset with me. Why do you allow all the negative things to be said about you and not take credit or some credit for where we are with national recruiting? Because if you started that long ago, we weren't an area that was being nationally recruited. We started that long ago. You started this. You keep saying that other school. I'll say it. You started this at Gilman. This happened. This took place at Gilman, and it's taking place now at St. Francis. So why do you sit back and allow that to happen and say, wait a minute, time out. I'm one of the ones that started this. Why is it?
No, I don't really, I mean this sincerely, I don't care what other people think about me. What I do care about is that kids are getting opportunities. I am very pleased that kids in this city are getting chances to go to college. And if I had a hand in doing that, I'm very, that's work, you know, well done. But I don't need any attaboys. What I care about is, look, let's get every other school in this town, in this league, sending all their kids to college, too. I have no pride of authorship. I don't want this to just be our kids. I want it to be everybody's kid. You know, Rob, this is a scary statistic, but 3 years ago, when I was at Michigan, coaching with Jim Harbaugh, and Henry Russell and my former staff from Gilman were at St. Francis, the year before that, in the entire city of Baltimore, but I think there was one kid that went Division I AA in football. Now, that's atrocious. That's atrocious. Now, as you said, just a little old St. Francis, we're going to have three guys at the number one ranked team in the country in the spring. And I'd love to see City and Poly and Mervo and the rest of these guys be doing the same thing. Dunbar, do the same thing. Let's get these kids out and get them great opportunities.
Now, Coach, I mean, you talk about the great opportunities. The last time I talked to you, it was over the phone. I could hear you brighten up when you talked about this topic. Give me some of those guys. I mean, if people want to see top-notch football and they come see St. Francis, who are some of the guys they're going to see?
Oh, you're gonna see a show.
Yeah,
you're gonna see a great show. So this year, you're going to see Shane Lee, captain, middle linebacker, number one linebacker, inside linebacker in the country, committed to Alabama. You're going to see Darian Dow, Court number one center in the country, captain, committed to Alabama. You're going to see, just going down, allow me to do this, just going down the defensive line, you're going to see the number one defensive end in his class, Chris Braswell, who's a 2020 guy, who's going to go wherever he wants. You're going to see nose guard John Wallace, who multiple scholarship offer, unbelievable player. You're going to see Damon Clowney, who's going to go wherever he wants, defensive end.
He's no relation to the
– He is related, yeah. He's a Latrobe Holmes kid.
Really?
And they're cousins.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Davey.
And he plays the same position.
Wow.
You're going to see Jordan Tolles, the number one safety in his class, 2020. And, I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. And we just are that way across the front. The kids come. They're highly motivated. They get, if I might say this, they get great coaching from our staff. All of our coaches are either former NFL players or Division I guys. And these kids are teed up and they're ready to go. And they take it real seriously and they work hard.
Hey, with Biff Poggi, head football coach, St. Francis Academy on High School Sports Uncensored. You told me about the program that you guys do, the academics and all those things you do for these kids over the summer, feeding them and all those things as well. How important is that in building camaraderie and also, I guess, building the young men? How much is that a part of the finished product?
It's everything. We call it building men for others. That's the name of our ethos. That's what we do. We tell our kids you're entering the process of becoming good men when you play for us. And what we want to see is we want to see in 20 years, what kind of dad are you? What kind of husband are you? What kind of son are you? What kind of member of the community are you? And And we spend a lot of time talking about those things. And Rob, you know, it's very simple. If you let a kid, if a kid knows that you love that kid, you care about that kid, it's counterintuitive. That kid is going to give you everything that kid has. And your teams and that kid are going to be wildly successful, but you got to go backwards. It's not about the football piece. It's about the development of youngsters. That's the key piece. And if they really believe you, and if they know you care about them and love them, they're going to do anything and going to be wildly successful. And that's what people don't understand and really don't understand in the college game actually right now.
What's your end game?
My end game is to be in front of God at some point in my life and Him say, well done, you cared about those kids that didn't have many folks to care about them.
Because you don't have to do this. I mean,
no, I don't have to do it.
What inspired you to? I've always said if I sat in front of you, this is the first time I actually had a chance to sit in front of you. We spoke on the phone, but I've always wanted to know what is your inspiration for this?
Well, I'm a kid like these kids. I mean, my family's, you know, city family, and I was a kid that was in a lot of trouble. I was a troubled kid. I was in a lot of different schools before I was in the 10th grade. I was probably in 7 or 8 schools. Mm-hmm. I had really bounced around. I had the moniker of being a troublemaker. I spent some time where I shouldn't have because of fighting and some things like that. Got run in with the police and, for misbehaving and things like that. And so I have a heart for those kinds of kids that I think are not bad kids, but they're, I would just say, like myself, knuckleheads. And if you have, I don't think there's, and this is very controversial, but I don't think there's any such thing as a bad boy. I really don't. And I think kids deserve a chance. They need somebody to stand in the gap for them and advocate for them. Because if I didn't have that, I would not be sitting here talking to you right now. I can tell you that. I'd be dead or in jail. And I had somebody that really cared about me that saved me. And that I thought, boy, you know what? That might be a good thing to do.
You know, Biff Poggi, head football coach, St. Francis Academy, High School Sports Uncensored. Why is football so different than the classroom? How do you feel like you can get the hold of these kids more so than the math teacher or the English teacher?
That's a great question. And as a coach, you already know the answer. But when you put a whistle around your neck, you can't describe it. You can't explain it. But all of a sudden, they listen to what you say. Whereas if you go in a math classroom, and look, thank God for math teachers, but it's different. That math teacher might have to talk over 4 or 5 kids to get a message out. When you're a coach and you have a whistle around your neck, you can hear a pin drop and your message gets through. And I think those things work in combination. The athletic staff and the academic staff should work in combination. Oftentimes, they work against each other. But being a coach gives you a platform that you can do a lot of good with.
It does. It absolutely does. What's next for Biff Poggi and St. Francis Academy Panthers?
I don't know. I know that we're gonna work real hard at St. Francis to keep that program going in the right direction. But, you know, God has a plan. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'll be at St. Francis or I'll be someplace else, but wherever he calls me to be, I'm going to be, and I'm looking forward to it.
So you're going to be coaching for a while.
I hope the good Lord willing, I hope so, yes.
What makes you different than all others?
I don't think I'm different at all. I think that Look, I've been blessed. And, you know, the scripture verse, to whom much is given, much is expected. That's me. I got a lot expected from me because I've been given a lot. So I'm not different at all. I think the guys that do an unbelievable job are guys like, you know, Lawrence Smith, who's down at Dunbar. And I mean, man, those guys do an unbelievable job and get no credit for it. So, you know, it's easier for me.
You're a huge figure. So when you stand out front, the guys behind you are kind of overshadowed by you. Tell us a little bit about your staff.
Okay, I have a great staff. Henry Russell is the co-head coach at St. Francis, and I've coached Henry for years. I actually coached him at Gilman, and he has been kind of my right hand for a long time.
Henry Russell went to Gilman?
Henry Russell
okay.
went to Gilman, yeah, he did.
Did not know that.
Naval Academy, two tours as a Riverine. 100 men under his care, and he didn't lose one of them. Really proud of that kid.
Wow.
Bill McGregor is on my staff, former head coach of Dematha Catholic for 29 years, probably the winningest football coach in Maryland, state of Maryland history. Unbelievable football coach. Stan White's our defensive coordinator. He's a font of knowledge, excellent football coach. And you know, the list goes on. My defensive line coach is my son, Sam Poggi, but he's the only high school defensive line coach that has sent at least one guy to the Under Armour All-American game over the last 7 years. We have very, very good football coaches.
Yeah, you do. I mean, that was a very impressive.
And if you're not, you can't come coach them, right?
You got players that good. You better know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what they deserve, right? It would be like hiring a math teacher that can't add.
Right.
Right.
You know, and you guys, great support staff. I know Nick Miles very well.
Great guy.
Spent time in the arena and outside of the arena. You tell, you tell the girls basketball coach Jerome Shelton over there, I'm coming after him.
Will
you
do.
You tell him I'm coming to get him.
I will do.
I'm coming to get you. Who are some of the other programs in this area that, I mean, because we know you're not going to play in the A-Conference.
Right.
Who are some of these other programs in the area that may be on the rise in terms of having some of these national guys? And there's got to be some other programs on the rise around
here. Well, I don't know about around here. I think some of the schools in the Washington Catholic League, St. John's is doing a good job. A good council's doing a good job. They came up and played scrimmage. Those,
right.
I think those guys are doing well. And then I think the Philly teams, the Catholic League in Philly, and then the Catholic League in Jersey, they're really doing a good job. People have to take the next step around here, and they haven't, and they're getting left behind.
What's the next step? Because it may help me, may apply to what I'm doing. What's the next step?
Well, I think you have to hire a real. First of all, you have to have a mission within your administration as to what role athletics are going to play at your school, and how they're going to serve the community, the kids that are athletes in the community. Once you figure that mission statement out and you do your organizational chart and you know, just like you run a business and you put in the components of that, then, you know, you have to go out and you have to recruit, you have to hire really good coaches, people that care about the kids, and then you have to go all in. I mean, you have to schedule above what you probably can realistically do, and don't schedule to be, you know, in basketball 30-0. Schedule above in football. We did that at Gilman when I started. We started playing DeMatha, and everybody told us we were crazy. And we were 5-5 against DeMatha, and it really shaped our program. So, you know, play the best people, hire the best coaches, learn the best techniques, go recruit. Don't care what anybody says about that. But have a mission within your school of what athletics really are to be. And then you have a shot to really do something special.
How big should athletics be in the grand scheme of an academic institution?
I think it ought to be co-curricular. It ought to be a part of the curriculum, not the curriculum. It shouldn't be extracurricular apart from the curriculum. It should be co-curricular. And that is not my idea. I mean, that goes way back to the Academy of the ancient Greeks, who talked about the importance of athletics in education.
When's the book coming out? Come on, when's the book coming out?
I don't know. There'll be one at some point. There's something rumbling around.
You know what I mean? Come on, it's got to be up there for you to think about. I mean,
there's something rumbling around.
And timing is everything, as you know.
Yeah.
As a coach and a recruiter, timing is everything. I don't think there's a better time to do it than now. I mean, you know, it's
interesting, Rob, because once the E60 came out,
right,
had a lot of people.
My voice was in that.
Was it?
My voice was in that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was.
Well, that's cool. And, you know, I mean, that's really cool. So, you know, we've had some people want to do some possibly write a script for a movie and some other things, and so we're going to explore everything.
Why not?
If it winds up being good for kids in this area,
what was
I'm
St.
All
Francis'
for.
Record year before last?
Well, last year, let's see, we were 13-0. The year before that, my first year 13-0. Henry's first year 10-2, and then before that, it was very good.
Right? That's a book.
Yeah,
that's a movie. You know what I mean? That it's not like you had this long tradition that you built upon.
No tradition.
You know, this is not some guy going to Notre Dame and winning a national championship. You know, who's restoring them back to their old. You know, that's a story.
And nobody cared when poor St. Francis was getting their brains beat out. You know, my last year,
you were beating their brains out.
I think we beat them 69-12 or something. It was terrible. I'm ashamed of myself. But no, I didn't hear anybody saying anything then.
Why are they saying it now?
You'll have to ask them, Rob.
Biff Poggi, I got to be honest with you, and I'll say it right now. Tremendous amount of admiration for you. As a guy who's trying to build it myself, tremendous amount of admiration for you. I get it. I don't always have to agree. I get it. I get what you're trying to do. You know, I'm from the area in which you're getting these kids. So I get my son, my daughter – didn't need a Biff Poggi, but their dad did.
That's the same with me.
You understand what I mean?
Oh, Rob,
your kids didn't need.
You get it.
Yeah.
You get it,
yeah,
because that's it. And thank goodness your kids didn't need
right.
it.
Right.
But you did.
Right.
And because someone stepped up, stood in the gap, you were able to then take it the rest of the way.
Rodney Wright, my youth pastor,
saved
my life.
That's huge.
Yeah, he did. He said, if it were not for him, I wouldn't be here talking to you.
And it's multi-generational.
Yeah.
Right. You wouldn't be there in that $3,500 suit you're in, and I'm in shorts and a T-shirt.
Why you throw me all the bus like that? Coach,
when I
say good luck to you, I mean good luck to you, man. Continue to do it. And as long as kids are getting free education, and if you win. Yeah, I'm more impressed with the free education, and college is only the beginning. And if these kids are going to school and getting education, then who am I to judge you?
Appreciate you, Rob. Come on down and see us.
You know I will.
Come spend some time with us.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, man.